Welcome to this coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, presented by Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builder Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Tomahawk Community Bank, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuny Trucking and Excavating. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play action on WJJQ. Here's Hunter Baumgart.
Welcome to the regional semifinals as the Tomahawk Hatchet volleyball team is on the road taking on the Waupaca Comets in Waupaca tonight in the regional semifinal matchup in the WIAA tournament. Dr. Baumgart with you here tonight from Waupaca as the Hatchets come in 22-9 on the season, sweeping New London in their first-round matchup on Tuesday, and now coming into tonight against Waupaca, having one tournament victory under their belts. Meanwhile, Waupaca comes in 26-5. They're the four seed in the sectional, and they beat Clintonville 3-1 on Tuesday to advance. And they have also played really well as of late. They've won 8 of their last 9. Of course, Tomahawk has won 11 of their last 12. So it should be a great matchup tonight. In fact, Tomahawk, I did them one less win there. 12 of their last 13, Tomahawk has won. So both of these teams coming in really hot. It should be a great match tonight. Whenever you get a 4-seed against a 5-seed, they're pretty evenly matched teams. And so it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out tonight. Welcome to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show as we get you set for Tomahawk and Waupaca. Coming up in just a bit, you'll hear from head coach Lauren Pfeiffer about tonight's matchup and look back a little at their victory over New London. Of course, it's playoff time, so it's win or go home for the Hatchets. But to be honest, look at the Hatchets when they came out of the court tonight and during pre-warm-ups here, they have a lot of energy. They are very loose, and they were that way before the New London match on Tuesday as well, and you got to think that bodes well onto the court as well. Just a very loose mentality, a lot of smiles, very excited to play another match and looking forward to this one tonight. Waupaca very much the same. You know, volleyball is a very team-oriented sport. A lot of, teams consistently come up with cheers throughout the season and whatnot, and a lot of team bonding, so it makes sense that both of these teams are very cohesive at this point in the season. We'll continue with the Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show next. You're listening to Hatchets Volleyball on WJJQ.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairmont Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairmont Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairmont Orthodontics.
Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show continues here in Waupaca as the Hatchets take on the Comets here tonight in the regional semifinals. Winner of this one will play on Saturday night for a regional championship, and that'll be against either Mosinee or Medford. Mosinee is the 1 seed in this regional. Medford is the 8 seed. In sectional 2 here, Mosinee is the 1 seed. Medford is the 8 seed. So winner will play the winner of that one on Saturday, and whoever wins Saturday will then go on to the sectionals on Thursday. So Tomahawk looking to obviously just focus on one match at a time and try to beat Waupaca tonight. Megan Scholes leads the Tomahawk Hatchets with 327 kills on the season. She also has 82 blocks and 26 aces. Alyssa Zahner is second in kills, and she had a fantastic match on Tuesday against New London, where she had 14 kills to lead the team, and she was big in that victory over New London and that sweep victory that Tomahawk earned. Meanwhile, Claire Albert is third with 96 kills. Macy Jankiewicz is fourth with 62. Also, Alyssa Zahner second on the team with 36 aces. Center McKinney Scholes has 763 assists, and she surpassed the 1,000 career assist mark this season as well in the regular season finale against Antigo. So she comes in ready to continue to be that great center that she's been all year for Tomahawk. Also, Hatchet libero Samantha Gaybauer has a team-leading 249 digs. Albert is second with 233, and Zahner has 185. We'll give you some of the Waupaca statistical leaders coming up in a bit. But first, I want you to hear from head coach of the Tomahawk High School volleyball team, Lauren Pfeiffer. You'll hear my conversation with her next right here on the Fairmont Orthodontics Pre-Match Show.
An eye on the future with a small-town gaze, working hard every day to earn your praise, leading the Northwoods forward, Tomahawk Community Bank.
Our local businesses work hard to bring great products and services to all of us. Hi, this is Audrey from Tomahawk Community Bank, Merrill Community Bank, our local branch location. Buying locally impacts the whole community, and our local businesses need our support, and we need theirs. Value, friendly service, and local ownership bring quality and satisfaction to all of us. Besides convenience, you are also doing business with people you know and trust, and who have more in common with you than you might think. Each local purchase has a ripple effect to other local businesses and households. From all of us at Tomahawk Community Bank and Merrill Community Bank, we invite you to keep it local. It's a great investment.
Leading the Northwoods forward, Tomahawk Community Bank.
Hi, this is Dr. Brittany Knetter, physical therapist at Health and Motion in Tomahawk. I'd like to take a moment to tell you about a revolutionary piece of equipment we have here in our Tomahawk clinic called the Newbie. This device has been a huge asset to our treatment approach over the last year, allowing us to map out hot spots or dysfunctional areas in the body, which we then treat with the machine's electrical current coupled with patient-specific exercises to get you better results in less visits, ultimately saving you money. If you're wondering whether the Newbie is something that could help get rid of your aches and pains, please give us a call and we'd be happy to talk with you further.
Call Health and Motion to schedule your complimentary 15-minute consultation at 453-6650. Visit the website himwi.com or stop by at the North 4th Street location.
So come on, choose Health and Motion for you.
Welcome back to the Fairmont Orthodontics Pre-Match Show as we get you set for playoff volleyball here on WJJQ as the Hatchets take on the Waupaca Comets here tonight. I'm joined by the head coach of the Tomahawk High School volleyball team, Lauren Pfeiffer. And Lauren, congratulations on the first round win and looking forward to another match tonight.
Awesome. Thank you. Yep.
No problem at all. So let's first go back a little bit on Tuesday. Obviously swept New London 3-0. What did your team do well on Tuesday to lead to that result?
You know, I think we just really, you know, kind of in big games like that, it's really easy to put a lot of pressure on yourselves, you know, and I think it helped a lot that we were on our home court, especially with that first round of playoffs, having that home court advantage just kind of shake the nerves off a little bit for that first round. I think that really helped us as far as our confidence goes, and I think it's going to carry well into tonight's match.
And I was going to ask you about that as well, because obviously the energy was great in the gym on Tuesday night, and I'm guessing the team fed off that energy. Is there anything you do to prepare differently, you know, as the coach to prepare for your team for a road match like tonight, traveling 1 to 2 hours, and they'll have a good contingent of home fans there? Anything different you do, you know, practice-wise to prepare for that road test?
Not necessarily in practice, but we just focus a lot on our, we call it mental imagery. My assistant coach, Jerry, he really focuses on that with the girls, you know, just visualizing yourself doing the right things. Because obviously, you know, when you have all your fans behind you and in the gym and everyone's cheering for you, it's really easy to kind of, you know, let your nerves relax because you know your town is behind you. But when you go somewhere as far as Waupaca, you know, you don't necessarily have that same outcome. But we just focus a lot on telling the girls, you know, like, just visualize yourself doing your job successfully and doing your job to the fullest. And because if we go out and do that, then we're absolutely in a great set.
Absolutely. Lauren Pfeiffer joining us here on the Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show, head coach of the Tomahawk High School volleyball team. And so now, you know, you're prepared for Waupaca yesterday on just one day of notice. You know, how do you structure a practice like yesterday when you just came off a victory, but then you know you only have one day to prepare then for another match coming up tonight?
Well, we were very fortunate. We were able to get some film on Waupaca. So we actually, we watched a little bit of them last week, but this weekend I spent some time kind of breaking down every rotation of theirs and watching an entire match of theirs. So we have a good scouting report set up for us to base our practice off of yesterday, what they do well, what we need to do against them in order to be successful where other teams had kind of beat them more. So that was a great advantage that we have that hopefully will carry us into tonight.
Absolutely. And the final question for you, what do you know about Waupaca and what they'll bring to the court tonight?
Well, for starters, they're the 4 seed, we're the 5 seed. So, you know, they as far as their record goes, they've got us edged out a little bit. So that's always, you know, kind of the top thing that we look at, what their winning percentage is versus ours. They've got some really good hitting teams. They're a very good serving team, lots of deep serves. But, again, like we've talked about pretty much all season, is that doesn't matter how they play. As long as we come out and play our best, that's all that matters. So,
absolutely. Well, good luck tonight, Lauren, and looking forward to having the match here on WJJQ.
Awesome. Thanks, Hunter.
That is the head coach of the Tomahawk High School volleyball team, Lauren Pfeiffer, joining me right here on the Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show. Well, we are about to get started. It's the regional semifinals. It's the 5-seeded Tomahawk Hatchets and the 4-seeded Waupaca Comets. The start of the match is next. You're listening to Hatchets Volleyball Playoff Edition right here on WJJQ.
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet athletes.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, I care for you.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show continues. Hunter Baumgart here from Waupaca High School as the Tomahawk Hatchets varsity volleyball team is competing tonight against Waupaca in the WIA regional semifinals. Tomahawk coming in 22-9 overall. They went 9-3 in their conference this year. Waupaca 26-5 overall. Waupaca defeating Clintonville in the first round of the WIA tournament on Tuesday. They won 3-1. Tomahawk swept New London, as you heard here on the Big Q, to advance to tonight's match. Tomahawk has won 12 of their last 13. Waupaca's won 8 of their last 9. They both finished the season really, really hot, and so they both come into this one playing their best volleyball of the season. Let's look at Waupaca and their statistical leaders. They have 4 hitters with over 120 kills, including Olivia Degan with 146, Grace Bogard with 137, Ava Degan with 121, and Olivia Grawl with 120. With their 5-2 system, Degan has 298 assists, and Taylor Carlson has 252. Grawl is the Comet block leader with 27, and libero Brooke Peterson leads the team with 212 digs. The winner of tonight's match will advance to Saturday night's regional final against the winner of the Mosinee-Medford match going on tonight in Mosinee. And the highest remaining seed will host on Saturday night. So if Tomahawk is able to get the victory tonight and Mosinee wins, it'll be in Mosinee. If Tomahawk is able to get the victory tonight and Medford upsets Mosinee, it will be at Tomahawk. So we've got a couple of options there for Saturday night, but of course Tomahawk focused on tonight and beating the Waupaca Comets. The Tomahawk Hatchets are in the yellow jerseys with the blue shorts and the blue numbers. Meanwhile, Waupaca's in the dark blue jerseys and blue shorts with white letters and numbers. Once again, this is a WIAA regional semifinal. So we are in the regional part of the tournament. Whoever wins tonight will go to the regional final, and then the winner of the regional final will move on to sectionals, which are next Thursday and Saturday. But of course, it's all about tonight for the Hatchets, and like I mentioned, they played really well on Tuesday night. Alyssa Zahner led the team with kills, and they played really, really well overall. I mean, they won each and every set. Some of the sets were close. Give credit to New London. They kept that match real, real close. But in the end, Tomahawk pulled away at the end of each and every set and showed they were the better team on Tuesday night. Tomahawk is the 5-seed. Waupaca is the 4-seed. We are going to take a quick break. We'll play the national anthem here and then come back and start tonight's match. You've been listening to the Fairmont Orthodontics Pre-Match Show right here on WJJQ.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Rosh have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800. Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property. Woodland Lakes Realty, Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet Sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline, and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Lows level off around 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwood's 92.5 WJJQ. Currently, it's 38 degrees.
The United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. United Steelworkers International 248 is honored to be part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
Hometown Chiropractic Centers offer professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. Dr. Kelly Embry and Dr. Zoe Moore serve patients from the Tomahawk office, while Dr. Grace Nash serves patients in the Rhinelander office. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit in Tomahawk at 453-5365, in Rhinelander 365-1200, online tomahawkhometownchiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Centers of Tomahawk and Rhinelander, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchets.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last a lifetime. John J. Schutte Construction would like to wish the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck. If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home or by adding a pond, food plot, boulder retaining walls, or a new driveway, contact John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Go Hatchets from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
Hunter Baumgart back with you from Waupaca as the Tomahawk Hatchets varsity volleyball team on the road tonight, taking on the Waupaca Comets here tonight. Four-seeded Waupaca, five-seeded Tomahawk. We've got a good volleyball match for you right here on WJJQ Tomahawk. Stick with us throughout the night. We'll have full action here through as many sets as this takes tonight. Coach Lauren Pfeiffer and the Hatchets doing their pregame chat right in front of the bench and a couple of chants. And now they'll get ready for the starting lineups here tonight at Waupaca High School. And we'll bring it to you as they do here at Waupaca. Nothing like playoff volleyball. Nothing like playoff high school sports. And so that's the fun part about all of these matches and games, is the fact that it's the atmosphere inside the gym is fantastic. Let's give you the starters. It'll be number 13, Alyssa Zahner for the Hatchets. Number 15, Mackenzie Scholes. Number 10, Megan Scholes. Number 8, Claire Albert, the freshman. Number 14, Macy Jankowitz. Number 4, Emerson Lang. And the LaHatchet libero is Samantha Gaybauer, number 6. So it's Lang, Gaybauer, Albert, Scholes, Jankowitz, and Scholes, your starting lineup for the Tomahawk Hatchets here tonight. Now for the Waupaca Comets. They come in 26-5 on the season, beat Clintonville 3-1 on Tuesday night to advance to the regional semifinal. And their lineup looks like this. Brooke Peterson is their libero. She is number 1. And number 8, Olivia Deegan. Number 10, Ava Deegan. Number 11, Olivia Grawl. Number 15, Brooklyn Johannecht. And those are your starters for the Waupaca Comets here tonight, along with Grace Bogard, number 14. So you've got Peterson, Deegan, Grawl, Bogard, and Johannecht here tonight. All right, we're about set for volleyball. Waupaca and Tomahawk, they're playing Crazy Train. Oh, it's about to get wild. So stick with us here on WJJQ in this WIAA regional semifinal as both teams take the court, and the Hatchets and the Comets, one team will move on to the regional final on Saturday night. One team will go home. Who will it be? Let's see. First set about to get underway as Gaybauer will come in for Jankowitz in a moment for the Hatchets. Their front line will show Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes, and Alyssa Zahner in the front. Claire Albert, Emerson Lang, and Gaybauer in the back. Meanwhile, it'll be Taylor Carlson, who was not announced as a starter, but she is in at the moment. She might come out for the libero. We'll see. And I'll give you the starters one more time once Wapaka is set. It'll be Brooke Peterson. That I can tell you for sure. Olivia Deegan. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Ava Deegan. So it'll be Ava Deegan, Brooke Peterson, and Olivia Deegan. So the Deegan sisters, along with Peterson in the back. In the front, it's going to be Taylor Carlson, Grace Bogard, and Olivia Grawl. All right, we are set for volleyball here tonight. Ava Deegan to serve for Wapaka. We are underway. Albert to Gay Bauer to Megan Scholes, and they're going to give a point to Wapaka. They're going to say a double hit, I believe, on Tomahawk. Got to get used to the gym, right? It's a brand new gym for, you know, Tomahawk. Hasn't played Wapaka this season, so got to get used to it a little bit to start out. Deegan with the serve. All right, Gay Bauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets up Megan Scholes. She gets the kill, and it's tied at one in the first set here tonight. Megan Scholes with a quick kill for Tomahawk. And Tomahawk will serve for the first time. It'll be Alyssa Zahner, Gay Bauer laying in the back. Albert and the Scholes sisters in the front. All right, dug out by Deegan. And they get it all set for Bogard, who hits it over. Dug out by Zahner. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan Scholes. And that is a kill. That's in. Beautiful kill in the back right corner for Tomahawk. And the student section for Wapaka can't believe it. Wapaka student section, they've got like a business casual theme tonight. They've got buttoned up shirts and ties on. Zahner to serve 2-1 Hatchets in the first set. Dug out by Deegan. All right, set now up for Carlson. She gets it over. Albert digs it out. Mackenzie Scholes now to Albert. Albert puts it over. And Wapaka secures it in miscommunication, but somehow they get it over, but it's out. Miscommunication on the Comet side. And Tomahawk gets the point after the hit is out. 3-1 Tomahawk first set here tonight in Wapaka. Alyssa Zahner to serve with the right hand. It is Peterson who digs it out. Deegan sets things up for her sister, Olivia Deegan. Mackenzie Scholes setting up Albert across. Puts it up. And now here we go. Carlson sets things up for Grawl. And that is going to be a kill for Grawl. And it is 3-2 Hatchets. As Wapaka will make their first substitution, Macy Tripp is going to come in for Grace Bogard. So Tripp will serve for Wapaka in the back right corner. Wapaka going right to left, Tomahawk left to right. Dug out by Gay Bauer on the serve. Mackenzie Scholes sets up Megan Scholes, puts it right where nobody was. And Wapaka had to hit it willy-nilly, and it goes out towards the student section. It's 4-2 Hatchets. Megan Scholes has really started this match off well. And now Mackenzie Scholes will serve for the Hatchets. Albert, Lang, and Scholes in the front. Alyssa Zahner, Mackenzie Scholes, and Gay Bauer in the back. The serve by Mackenzie Scholes is over. Peterson sets things up. Now Deegan for sister Olivia Deegan, and she is out on the hit too far. And that is a Tomahawk point. It is 5-2. Wapaka thought that might be tipped. And they say no. It is 5-2 Wapaka. Their head coach not too happy about it. Their head coach is Michael Kosicki. All right. Deegan to Tripp. Sets things up for Grawl, who gets it over. Alyssa Zahner. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan. She's got a kill. It's 6-2 Hatchets in set one. All right. Hatchets have started strong. Remember, Wapaka lost the first set to Clintonville on Tuesday night in their match. And then it so happened that they won the next three. So could be starting slow again tonight. 6-2 Hatchets. Mackenzie Scholes to serve again for Tomahawk. And it is over. Peterson. Deegan sets things up for Grawl, and she gets the kill. Megan went for the block, couldn't quite get there. 6-3. Wapaka gets the point there and is now down by three. Olivia Grawl with 120 kills. Top four on the team. Mackenzie Scholes sets up Claire Albert across the way. She goes for the kill. It's blocked, but Mackenzie Scholes digs it out. Albert goes again for the kill. This is gone by Carlson, tipped over by Deegan. Alyssa Zahner now for the Hatchets. They set up Megan Scholes. She gets the kill. Beautiful setup from Zahner to Mackenzie Scholes to Megan Scholes at 7-3 Tomahawk in set one. As I mentioned, Lauren Pfeiffer, a very hands-on coach for the Hatchets, immediately goes over to Megan. She just got a kill right in a big game. And she goes over to her and says, you know, gives her some advice. I mean, that just, it's hands-on coaching. It's fantastic. Megan Scholes gets it over. Peterson digs it out. It's near out, but gotten by Tripp. for Wapak, and they get it over. Dug out by Alyssa Zahner. Mackenzie Scholl sets things up for Claire Albert, puts it over, and Peterson with a diving dig. Nice job by her. Deegan sets it up for Olivia Deegan, and Zahner digs it out for the Hatchets on the other side. Mackenzie Scholl sets up Lang, cross-court kill, and that is hit out by Wapaka. It's 8-3 Hatchets over the Comets in set one. Hatchets the 5 seed on the road here tonight. Megan Scholes bounces it a few times. Student section for Wapaka makes some noise. Jump serve by Megan. Just over the net and over. What a serve by Megan Scholes. Hits the top of the net and comes down. It's 9-3 Tomahawk in set one. All right, so they've got Mackenzie Scholes, Zahner, and Megan Scholes in the back. Albert, Jankiewicz, and Lang in the front for the Hatchets here. Megan to serve it. With the swing of the right arm, it's over, and it's hit by Tripp, and it's way back. Deegan, and they hit it, and it's going to be short of the net. Hatchet's point, 10-3. Great serve by Megan, and Wapaka has to call a timeout. Hatchets have started beautiful here tonight, folks. 10-3 Tomahawk, set one of this WIA regional semifinal. You're listening to Hatchets Volleyball on WJJQ.
Before or after the game, why not stop by at McDonald's in Tomahawk and Merrill? Try the new crispy chicken sandwich. Take a bite, you'll find out what crispy, juicy, tender means. Whether it's a crispy, spicy, or deluxe, there's a new sandwich for everyone. Get free large fries when you download the McDonald's app and join My McDonald's Rewards. So delight in the specials available at McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill.
Tomahawk with a quick start here tonight in the regional semifinal in the WIA tournament, up 10-3 in set one over the Wapaka Comets here in Wapaka. Hunter Baumgart with you here on WJJQ. Tomahawk to serve out of the Wapaka timeout. 10-3 Tomahawk. First to 25 wins the first set. Megan Scholes with the swing of the right arm. It's over. Tripp to Deegan. Sets things up for her sister, Olivia Deegan. And now Mackenzie Scholes tips it for Macy Jankiewicz. It's into the net. And Wapaka with the point, 10-4 out of the timeout. Gabe Bauer going to come in for Megan Scholes. So Megan Scholes makes her presence known there. Had a lot to do with those first 10 points for the Hatchets. All right. Now Wapaka to serve. It's over. Albert. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Jankiewicz, who puts it over. Peterson with the diving dig. Nice job by Peterson, and she gets it over. What a dig there. All right. They set things up, and it's going to be a tip over by Wapaka's Olivia Deegan for the point, 10-5. Peterson saved that point there for Wapaka. It was near the floor, and she dove and got it. All right, served by Carlson. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Jankiewicz. Jankiewicz, it's blocked back at Tomahawk, and that is a point for Wapaka. They've got three in a row out of their timeout. It's 10-6. Johan Echt with the block there for Wapaka. Taylor Carlson, the senior, going to serve on the right side for Wapaka. They serve it over. Gabe Bauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zahner. Zahner goes for the kill. Peterson with the dig. All right, Carlson gets things ready for Deegan, and a block for the Hatchets, and that is in. What a block. I think it was Lang over there who got that block for the Hatchets. 11-6 Tomahawk as they stop the streak and get a side out, and Claire Albert is able to serve now for the Hatchets. Gabe Bauer and Mackenzie Scholes in the back. Zahner, Macy Jankiewicz, and Emerson Lang in the front. Wapaka out of the serve. Olivia Deegan blocked back over. Carlson setting things up behind her for Deegan, puts it over. Albert with the dig. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zahner across the court, and she gets the kill. It's 12-6. Tomahawk had, Alyssa Zahner had 14 kills in the win over New London on Tuesday in the WIA regional first round matchup. All right, 12-6 Tomahawk in set one. Early going from Wapaka in this regional semifinal. Albert with the serve. Carlson sets things up for Deegan across the way. She gets it over. Albert hit it out. And that is going to be a point for Wapaka, 12-7. And Tripp comes out for Wapaka. Coming in is Grace Bogard. Bogard coming in for Wapaka, second on the team in kills. All right, Olivia Deegan to serve here for Wapaka. She's got 32 aces on the season. Gabe Bauer digs out the serve. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up behind her for Lang. It's blocked by Wapaka, and they get the point, 12-8. Wapaka's gotten a couple of blocks in this first set, you know, after they were down 10-3 to bring themselves right back in it here. It's 12-8 Tomahawk in the first set. Olivia Deegan to serve again. Couple of bounces. And the swing of the right arm jump serve for Olivia Deegan. Zahner and miscommunication for the Hatchets. Zahner dug it out after the serve, but miscommunication. Waupaca with the point. It's 12-9. Waupaca on a 6-2 run out of their timeout after they were down 10-3. Deegan to serve again for Waupaca. And the serve is over. Zahner. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up behind her for Zahner. Zahner, it's blocked, and that is a point for Waupaca. It's 12-10 as Waupaca has really come back in this first set. All right, they've got a little momentum on their side now, and the crowd starting to get more into it on the Waupaca Comet side. Olivia Deegan to serve once again for Waupaca, down 12-10 are the Comets. Gabe Bauer, Mackenzie Scholes, Lang hits it over. Now Deegan. Carlson sets it up for Bogart. Gets it over Gaybauer. Alyssa Zahner ready. She puts it over. It's hit out by Waupaca, and Tomahawk gets the point. It's 13-10. Zahner getting another kill. Waupaca's went on this run with Megan Scholes on the bench for Tomahawk. Obviously, that's not a coincidence. Lane gets it over. Peterson. Carlson sets it up for Deegan, puts it over, and that is a kill for Peterson. Hit off of Zahner, hit off of Gaybauer. It's 13-11 Tomahawk. Coming in now for Waupaca will be Olivia Grahl. She'll be in for Johan Echt. And Waupaca will serve as the ball went way out, and Gaybauer fetches it for Tomahawk. So they've got Zahner, Jankiewicz, and Mackenzie Scholes in the front. Gaybauer, Albert, and Lang in the back for Tomahawk. Peterson to serve on the left corner for Waupaca, and that's a beautiful serve. Right off the top of the net and down. Unexpected by Jankiewicz there in the front. Waupaca's pulled within one. It's 13-12 in the first set. Both teams have went on runs here. It was a 10-3 run to open for Tomahawk. Now a 9-3 run for Waupaca since then. All right, Albert. Scholes, Jankiewicz gets it over Peterson. Carlson for Waupaca sets it up for Deegan. She gets the kill, and we're tied at 13. Waupaca has really come out, and Tomahawk is going to call a timeout here to regroup. 13-13. First set, WIA Regional Semifinal action. It's Hatchets Volleyball on WJJQ.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Hatchets and Comets tied at 13 as we play in the first set of this WIA Regional Semifinal between Tomahawk, the 5 seed, and Waupaca, the 4 seed. Hunter Baumgard with you. And Tomahawk started up 10-3, but Waupaca has went on a run since then of 10-3 themselves, and that's why we sit at 13-all here in the first set. Brooke Peterson to serve for Waupaca. And the swing of the right arm, it is over. Emerson Lang, now Mackenzie Scholes to Albert, and Albert gets it over. Peterson digs it out for Waupaca. Carlson sets things up for Grahl, gets it over Albert. Mackenzie Scholes tips it back over. Waupaca, Carlson, Deegan puts it over. Albert with a dig, but it goes out. Had to one-arm that one, and that goes out. It is 14-13 Waupaca, I should say, as the Comets are now up by one. Peterson to serve again. Brooke Peterson, the leader on the team in digs, serving now. Lang, Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zahner. Zahner hits it out. Waupaca with the point, 15-13 Comets. Waupaca is on a 12-3 run after the Hatchets had a 7-point advantage at 10-3. All right, Peterson serves it over, and Lang to Mackenzie Scholes, and it's a block by Waupaca, and it's 16-13 Waupaca. Quite a run here for the Comets, 13-3. Hatchets need a side out real bad. Peterson going to serve here, first one to 25 wins the set. Peterson gets it over. Best of five match here tonight. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zahner. Zahner gets it over. It's tipped. Peterson digs it out. Carlson for Waupaca gets it across to Bogard, and she puts it over for the kill. 17-13 Comets. Student section really starting to get into it now for Waupaca. Hatchett's down 17-13. Peterson to serve once again. She is on a roll serving for the Comets. And Zahner sets it up for Mackenzie Scholes, who gets it over. Free ball now for Waupaca. Carlson going to set things up for Bogard, and she puts it over, and that is a point for the Comets. And Tomahawk going to call another timeout. 18-13, Waupaca with a five-point advantage. They are on a 15-3 run. You're listening to Hatchett's Volleyball on WJJQ.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchett student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
Tomahawk down 18-13 as we play in the first set here tonight of this best of five matchup between Tomahawk and Waupaca. Winner goes to the regional final on Saturday. All right, coming out of this timeout, see what Tomahawk can do here. Brooke Peterson has been serving for what seems like an eternity for Waupaca. Hatchett's need a side out to get the serve back. Peterson serves it over, and she gets the ace. That was a beautiful serve right at the ankles of Emerson Lang. Not much you can do about that. 19-13 Waupaca. Waupaca won 3-1 against Clintonville on Tuesday night to advance to this match here tonight. Tomahawk swept New London. Waupaca the 4-seed. Tomahawk the 5-seed. Peterson gets it over. Lang. And Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Gebauer. Gebauer gets it over. And they set things up. Carlson sets it up for Deegan. And it's a block by Zahner. And they get the point. There we go. Tomahawk gets the point. And now need to go on a little bit of a run here. Down 19-14. The good news is Megan Scholes is back. Since Megan Scholes checked out, I believe this is correct, the Comets went on a 16-4 run since Megan Scholes checked out. She's the DePaul recruit for the Hatchets. And the serve is hit out by Waupaca. 19-15. Gebauer serving for Tomahawk. Sam Gebauer, 32 aces on the season. Leads the team in digs. Serve is over. Carlson sets things up for Bogard. Gets it over. Albert, beautiful dig. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zahner. Tips it. Peterson with the dig. Carlson sets things up for Bogard across the way. It's blocked back. Mackenzie Scholes. Megan Scholes blocked back. And that's going to be hit twice and hit third time, but it's out. Megan Scholes making her presence known once again. 19-16. Hatchett's coming back in the first set. Gebauer to continue to serve. The back line looks like this. Lang, Albert, and Gebauer. Front set is Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes, and Alyssa Zahner. Gebauer to serve. Swing of the right arm. It's into that. 20-16. Comets get the point there. All right. Here we go. Waupaca to serve from right to left. Deegan to serve. It's over. Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zahner. Zahner gets it over in the kill. 20-17. Three-point game in game one. WIA regional semifinal action. Zahner with the serve over. All right, Deegan sets things up for Carlson, who puts it over. Gebauer with the dig. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan, puts it over. Dug out by the Comets. Carlson now all the way across to Bogard, and that's four hits. Tomahawk gets the point, 20-18. Tomahawk within two. They need the 25. First one to 25 wins the set. You need to win by two as well. Zahner with the serve over. Peterson, a diving dig. Deegan all the way across to Olivia Deegan. Now Zahner. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan. She puts it over, and a nice dig, diving dig by Waupaca, but it's short. And it's 20-19. 1 point set in set one. Timeout Waupaca. Tomahawk with some momentum back now. It was 19-14. They've went on a 5-1 run since. and the Hatchets down one. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than just team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Hatchets down by one as they play Believer here in the gym. Both teams, I think, believe they can win this set, as they should. 1 point set. It's been a set of runs. Hatchets opened up with a 10-3 run, 16-4 run by Waupaca, now a 5-1 run by the Comets. Or sorry, by the Hatchets, I should say. All right, they get it over, and it's hit out, and we're tied at 20. What a resilient bunch here at Tomahawk. They were, you know, up 10-3, then Waupaca goes on this massive run of 16-4, and now they come back and tied it at 20 on a 6-1 run of themselves. Zahner to serve again, tied at 20. Albert, Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes in the front for the Hatchets. Lang, Gebauer, and that serve is out. Comets get the point. Lang, Gebauer, and Zahner in the back for the Hatchets. 21-20 Comets. And we have a substitution here. Coming out for Waupaca is Grace Bogard. Coming in to serve is Macy Tripp for Waupaca. All right, serve is over. And dugout, Albert saves it. They're going to give a point to Waupaca. They say carry on Claire Albert. So 22-20 Comets. Hatchets have some work cut out for them now. Macy Tripp to serve from right to left. Serve is over. Alyssa Zahner, Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Megan. They call a double hit or a carry on the Hatchets. So it's 23-20 Comets as the student section chants here at the gym in Waupaca. Serve is over. Gebauer hits it out. Wow, Macy Tripp, very impressive serving here for the Hatchet, or for the Comets. I beg your pardon, for the Comets. All right, it's match point now, or sorry, it's set point here. 24-20 Waupaca. Tripp with the serve, Alyssa Zahner. Mackenzie Scholes sets up Megan. She hits it out, and Waupaca wins set one. 25-20 your final in set one. We'll be back with the totals and summaries of set one after this. You're listening to Hatchet Regional Semifinal Volleyball on WJJQ.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mir from Mir Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mir Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them Hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs with containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. Our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for their hard work and dedication.
Tomahawk loses the first set here tonight at the WIA Regional Semifinal as they lose 25-20 in the first set. It's a best of five, though. See if Tomahawk can even it up with a set two victory. Hatchets got out to a 10-3 lead. Waupaca then went on a 16-4 run of their own to get out to a 19-14 lead. But Tomahawk came back, tied it at 20. But then the Comets finished out on a 5-0 run to win 25-20. Some stats from that first set here tonight. Megan Scholes led the team with 7 kills, 3 kills for Alyssa Zahner, 1 kill for Claire Albert, 1 kill for Emerson Lang, a block for Emerson Lang as well, 2 aces for Megan Scholes, an ace for Alyssa Zahner, 1 block as well for Zahner, and 1 block for Macy Jankiewicz. Those are some unofficial stats from set 1 here tonight. All right, so the Hatchets, after a little timeout here between sets, talking things over, seeing what they can do better in this second set to try to come out with a second set victory. Gabe Bauer to serve for Tomahawk. Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes, and Zahner in the front. Albert Lang and Gabe Bauer in the back. We are ready to rock and roll. Gabe Bauer with the serve to start the second set. Deegan, Carlson, sets it up for Bogart. Gets it over. Zahner. Mackenzie Scholes sets up Megan Scholes. Puts it over, and that is a kill for Megan Scholes. Her eighth of the night. She is dominating so far here tonight. She had only 10 against New London, and that's not only 10. She had 10, which is impressive in its own right against New London, but she's already got 8 tonight. 1-0 Tomahawk in set 2. All right, Gabe Bauer with the serve over. Peterson digs it out. She leads the team with digs. All right, Bogart gets it over. Tipped up, and Lang. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Megan Scholes. Gets it over, and she gets the kill. Megan Scholes with 9 kills on the night. 2-0 Tomahawk. And really, the time that the Comets had the most success tonight was when Megan Scholes was on the bench. Brooke Peterson to Bogart. Now Gabe Bauer with a nice dig. Mackenzie Scholes just gets it right over, and she gets the kill. Mackenzie Scholes acted like she was going to set it up for Megan again, but that time just decided to hit it over herself. It's 3-0 Tomahawk. Starting this set very well, just like they did in set one. 3-0 Tomahawk. Gabe Bauer to serve. It's over. Peterson to Deegan. Sets it up for her sister Olivia Deegan. Puts it over Gabe Bauer. And Jankiewicz. And Lang gets it over. Nice job by Mackenzie Scholes to get that down. And now Albert to Mackenzie Scholes. Tips it over. What a job by Mackenzie Scholes there. Tipping it right over the net. 4-0. She's done a couple of those sneaky where she just puts it where no Comets are. It's 4-0 Tomahawk. Gabe Bauer will continue to serve for the Hatchets. Serve is over. All right. Carlson sets it up for Bogart. Puts it over. Gabe Bauer. Mackenzie Scholes. Another one. That's 3 in a row. And Tomahawk with the point. It's 5-0 Hatchets in set 2. All right. Serve is over for Gabe Bauer. Peterson. Carlson sets things up. And hitting it over for Wapaka is Grawl. Now the Hatchets get it back over. All right. They set things up for Deegan. Deegan gets it over. And a nice save by Gabe Bauer. Mackenzie Scholes trying to get it over, but it's blocked by Wapaka. So they finally get the serve back. It's 5-1. A good run there for Tomahawk. So Peterson will give the ball to Deegan. So Deegan's going to serve for Wapaka. It is Ava Deegan. And the swing of the right arm. Albert. And Lang tried to chase it down, but it was out. 5-2. Comets get the point. Olivia Deegan will serve again. Sorry, Ava Deegan. They're twins. Like Megan Scholes and Mackenzie Scholes, you know. Hard to keep track of who's who. All right, and that is just over the net for Ava Deegan on the serve. It's 5-3. Comets on a 3-0 run after getting the serve back. Well, 2-0 run since getting the serve back, but 3-0 run overall. Deegan to serve. And the swing of the right arm of the jump serve. And dug out by Lang, and that's out. Wapaka is a really good serving team. Lauren Pfeiffer, the head coach of Tomahawk, said that on the Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show before tonight's match, and she was exactly right. The serving has been outstanding for Wapaka tonight. 5-4 Tomahawk in set 2. And that is into the net. Maybe I jinxed them. 6-4, Tomahawk. Tomahawk gets the serve back here. It'll be Zahner. Lang and Gabe Bauer in the back. Albert, Megan Scholes, and Mackenzie Scholes in the front. As the Hatchets are up 6-4 in set 2, they drop set 1, 25-20 to Wapaka in this WI tournament match. Winner go home. Deegan sets things up for Carlson, who gets it over and gets a kill. It was blocked by Mackenzie Scholes, but went the wrong way, and it's 6-5. As we have some Tomahawk students, I think, have made it to Wapaka and are coming in to cheer. Just about a half hour late. Zahner and Mackenzie Scholes tips it up, but that is going to be out. So it's 6-6. We are tied in set 2. Macy Tripp to serve from right to left again for Wapaka. And Wapaka's got 4 of their 6 points on serves. That is dug out somehow by Zahner, and that is then hit out by Gebauer. It's 7-6 Comets. The serving, like I mentioned, has been sensational so far for Wapaka. Tripp with the serve. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan, puts it over, and it is a point and a kill for Megan Scholes, 7-7. Deegan Dove hit it up, but it was towards the student section. And Katie Pierce is coming in for the first time in a long time for Tomahawk. She did not play in the match against New London. She had been out with an injury. Good to see her on the floor. So they're changing things up a little bit. And she is coming in now. And the service just over the net for Mackenzie Scholes. And it's 8-7 Hatchets. So we've got Mackenzie Scholes, Zahner, and Gebauer in the back. Pierce, Albert, and Megan in the front. All right, here we go. Mackenzie Scholes to serve. Swing of the right arm. And Wapaka, it is Deegan setting things up for Grawl, and it's blocked back over. Deegan sets things up behind her for Carlson. She hits it out. It's 9-7 Tomahawk. Tomahawk started on a 5-0 run to start this set. Comets have outscored them 7-4 since then, but the Hatchets own a 2-point lead. Mackenzie Scholes to serve again, and this time dug out by Peterson. Deegan sets things up for her sister. And that is blocked back over. Deegan now sets things up for Carlson, puts it over, and that is in. And a point for Wapaka. It is 9-8. Nice kill there by Wapaka. Coming in for Wapaka now, Sienna Lauritsen. First time she has seen the floor tonight for Wapaka. So serving will be Grawl and Tripp and Ava Deegan in the back for Wapaka. All right, serve is over. Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan Scholes, and it's dug out by Wapaka. Carlson sets things up for Deegan on the opposite end, and she gets the kill. It is 9-9 as we are tied here in set two. Wapaka won the first set 25-20. It has been so close here tonight throughout the evening so far. All right, serve is over. Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan Scholes. She gets the kill. 10-9 Hatchets. And I believe that's the 11th kill for Megan Scholes tonight, which she's already surpassed her three-set total on Tuesday night against New London. She had 10 kills on that night. She's got 11 tonight. And Megan now to serve. Zahner and Mackenzie Scholes in the back. Pierce, Macy Jankiewicz, and Albert in the front for Tomahawk. As Megan Scholes to serve, jump serve, swing of the right arm, and it's over. Dug out by Tripp. Deegan sets it up now, and she hits it into the net. Sets it up there for her sister Olivia Deegan, but Olivia Deegan hit it into the net. 11-9 Tomahawk. Hatchets up by two in set two. Down 1-0 as they drop set one. Megan Scholes, swing of the right arm, puts it over. Peterson hits it out into the faithful of Wapaka. 12-9 Tomahawk. They own a 3-point advantage. Megan Scholes, couple of bounces of the volleyball. Spins the ball and the swing of the right arm. It's over. And another ace for Megan Scholes. Peterson had to dive near the sideline to, you know, try to get it back within play, and it goes out. 13-9 Tomahawk. Megan Scholes doing a real good job serving here tonight. And here we go. 13-9 Tomahawk. Serve is into the net. Every time I say that someone's doing good serving, they hit into the net. Therefore, I've done it for both teams. So we'll stop. Don't worry. I won't compliment anybody on serving anymore tonight. 13-10 Tomahawk with a 3-point advantage. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Macy Jankiewicz. She puts it over. Deegan sets things up for Carlson. Now putting it over is Deegan's. Zahner digs it out. And that is out. And it's 13-11. Megan Scholes has checked out. This is where the Comets really took advantage in set one, was when Megan Scholes checked out. Of course, Megan Scholes leads the team in kills. She is going to DePaul for college volleyball. And Albert digs this one out on the serve from Carlson. Macy Jankiewicz puts it over. It's blocked. And blocked back over, but Albert puts it back over. And now that's a carry on Wapaka. It's 14-11 Tomahawk. Michael Kosicki, the head coach for Wapaka, doesn't like that call. You know, carries and double hits are
they can be arbitrarial, if that's even the right word there. Arbitrary. Subjective? Subjective. There you go. All right. Serve is over by Claire Albert, and they set up Deegan, who taps it over. Mackenzie Schultz sets things up. Gabe Bauer. Now they're going to set up for Zehner. Zehner on the far side gets the kill. 15-11 Tomahawk. Alyssa Zehner led the team with kills against New London with 14 on Tuesday night in the first-round match. Five-seeded Tomahawk, four-seeded Waupaca. It's Tomahawk Hatchet playoff volleyball in the Big Q. Hunter Baumgart with you from Waupaca. Albert gets it over. And Waupaca sets things up now for Deegan. Deegan gets it over. It's Gabauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Pierce, who hits it over. And Deegan sets things up for her sister, Deegan, and that is tipped and out by Tomahawk. Pierce went for the block. It hit off of her and out. 15-12 Tomahawk. And coming out now is Tripp. Coming in for Waupaca is number 14, Grace Bogard, the junior outside hitter for Waupaca. All right, serving now is Olivia Deegan. She has 32 aces coming into this match, and she will serve now for Waupaca. Gabauer hits it over, and a nice tip there by Lauritsen for Waupaca to get that point found where no Tomahawk Hatchets were. 15-13 is the score now as Waupaca climbing back within two. Deegan to serve. A couple of bounces of the volleyball and swing of the right arm. It's over. Gabauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zehner. Zehner gets it over. And Bogard now sets it up behind her for Deegan, and she gets the point. It hit off of Tomahawk and out, 15-14. Again, Comets taking advantage of not only serving, but also Megan Scholes being out right now. And the Comets very good at serving. Deegan to serve, and the swing of the right arm. It's over. Gabauer hits it behind her. Albert goes and saves it. Now Mackenzie Scholes, Jankiewicz puts it over. And here we go, Waupaca setting things up for Bogard. And that is going to be a kill for Bogard, and we're tied at 15. It's been a night of runs. One team will lead by a few. The other team will get within a few. Timeout Hatchets. 15 all, set two. Tomahawk down by one set here in the regional semifinal. You're listening to WJQ. It's Hatchets Volleyball.
It certainly has been a beautiful fall, but don't be fooled, winter is right around the corner. At Tomahawk Ace Hardware, they're ready with a variety of snowblowers. Save on the Toro Power Clear 721 Electric Start Single Stage Snow Thrower, now $5.99. Or the Ego Power plus 56 volt single stage snow thrower, only $699.99. Be ready for winter with a new snow thrower from Tomahawk Ace Hardware.
Tomahawk and Waupaca tied in this second set. Tomahawk lost the first set, I beg your pardon. Let's get that straight. Waupaca won the first set 25-20, and Tomahawk would love to win this set to even at one and try to make this a best of three. Waupaca has had a lot of success serving tonight. When they've served, they've gotten a lot of points. Need Tomahawk to get a side out here, and that is a serve and a point for Deegan. 16-15 Comets. Pierce, Jankiewicz, and now Hatchett's going to go with a 4-2 here where they have four in the back line and two in the front. Deegan serves. Zehner digs it out. Mackenzie Scholes goes to Pierce, and Pierce goes for the kill, but it's dug out by Peterson. Deegan sets it up for his sister. Deegan on the other side, blocked by Jankiewicz. And now Waupaca clears out. Bogard puts it over. Gabauer, the beautiful dig, gets it back over. Free ball for Waupaca. Carlson now puts it up for Bogard, goes for the kill, and it's out. And Tomahawk gets the point, 16-all. Tomahawk was applying a 4-2 there, where they had four girls on the back line and two on the front to try to defend against that serve, and that's exactly what happened. Alyssa Zehner, who was usually on the front, went to the back, and on that serve, she was able to be right where she was supposed to get that dig. Lane gets it just over the net and down for a point. It's 17-16. Hatchets need to take advantage of getting the serve here because, like I said, Waupaca has done really good while serving tonight, and the Hatchets need to do the same because points are hard to come by when the Comets serve. Peterson. Carlson sets things up now for Bogard. She hits it out. It's 18-16 Hatchets. Oh, boy, it'd be great to go on a big run here for the Hatchets. 18-16 Tomahawk. Up by two and set two. Tense times here for the Tomahawk faithful. All right, serve is over by Lang. Bogard, Carlson sets it up behind her for Deegan. Albert with a beautiful dig. Mackenzie Scholl sets it up for Zahner. Zahner puts it over. And that is a carry by Wapaka. We're at a three-point advantage are the Hatchets, 19-16. All right. Lang to serve again for Tomahawk. 21 aces coming into this one. Peterson digs it out for Wapaka. It's Carlson. And now Bogard gets it over. It's Lang. Mackenzie Scholl sets it up across the way for Zahner. It's blocked and out. Hatchets point. 20-16 Tomahawk. First one to 25 wins the set. Hatchets volleyball in the big Q. Lang to serve from left to right for Tomahawk in the yellow jerseys and the blue shorts. Serve is over. Peterson. Carlson. Deegan tips it. Mackenzie Scholl tips it back over. Wapaka setting it up now. Carlson sets things up for Bogard across the way. She gets it over, and now back over for Tomahawk, and then a kill for Bogard. And Wapaka gets the serve back, so Tomahawk is going to have to get a couple of points here with Wapaka on the serve. Brooke Peterson to serve for the Comets, and she went on a big run in set one while serving. So see what Tomahawk can do. 20-17 Hatchets. Peterson with the serve, and Lang with the dig. Gets it back over. Carlson sets things up for Bogard, and it's blocked by the Hatchets. All right, Wapaka sets things up for Bogard again. It's into the net. That's huge for the Tomahawk Hatchets because Peterson is really good at serving. She's the libero for Wapaka, and she serves really well. And to get that point gets Megan Scholes back into the match for Tomahawk, and that is big. 21-17 Tomahawk. All right, Peterson digs it out. Carlson sets things up, and now it's hit over at a kill for Wapaka's Olivia Grawl. 21-18, Wapaka goes back to serving, down three. Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes, and Zahner on the front row. Albert and Lang and Gay Bauer in the back for the Hatchets. Serving from right to left is Ava Deegan for Wapaka. Zahner saves it from going out, and Mackenzie Scholes gets it back over, and she hits it out of the net. What a save by Alyssa Zahner going near the crowd, giving the spectators an up-close and personal view. And Wapaka takes a timeout. Hatchets are 3 points away from winning set two. It's 22-18 Tomahawk. Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet, and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. That's GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Hatchets, 3 points from taking set two. They lost set one, 25-20, here in Wapaka in this regional semifinal match. Winner to the regional final on Saturday night against Mosinee Medford. If it's Mosinee, who's the one seed, it'll be at Mosinee. If it's Medford, the eight seed, it'll be in Tomahawk. All right, Tomahawk Hatchets take the court. 22-18. Tomahawk to serve with Zahner from left to right. Lang and Gay Bauer in the back row. Mackenzie Scholes and Megan Scholes saying some words to each other of encouragement in the front row with Claire Albert. Zahner with the serve. Brooke Peterson digs it out. Deegan sets things up for Grawl, and Gay Bauer with a beautiful dig gets it back over. What a play. And now tip back over. Free ball for the Hatchets. Mackenzie Scholl sets up Megan Scholes, and Wapaka is able to get it back under control. And Bogard with the hit, and Mackenzie Scholes goes by the scorer's table and gets it back in. Megan Scholes gets it over. Oh, what a play. Deegan now, and Wapaka hits it in the net. They get it back. Bogard puts it over, and Wapaka gets the point. Oh, man, oh, man. What a sequence of events. Mackenzie Scholes went all the way by the scorer's table and hit it back in. But Wapaka was able to get the point. 22-19. And coming in for the first time tonight for Tomahawk is Amalia Kurth. So Amalia Kurth is in. Tripp is in for Bogard for Wapaka. And Tripp to serve from right to left. 22-19 Tomahawk in set two. Kurth to Mackenzie Scholes. Sets things up for Megan. Puts it over. Dug out by Deegan. Carlson sets things up for Wapaka to Deegan. Puts it over. Giebauer. Giebauer to Mackenzie Scholes. Sets things up for Albert across the way. It's blocked. And it is a point for Wapaka. 22-20. Close set two. Alyssa Zahner on the Hatchet bench is getting her hand wrapped up a little bit. Looks like she's going to be all right, but she's getting a little hand tape there. And unfortunately, Gabe Bauer couldn't handle that serve. 22-21. Hatchet's up by one. And Tomahawk going to call a timeout to regroup here. 22-21 Hatchets. Set two. Regional semifinal volleyball right here on WJJQ.
At Rylander GM, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Jake has this to say about Rylander GM. I was treated exceptionally well, bought two vehicles that day, and got exactly what I wanted at the price we were looking to pay. Thank you for your patience with us, and a shout out to the finance department for doing a great job finding me the interest rate I was looking for. Experience the Rylander GM difference yourself, and let us welcome you to our family.
Hatchets up 22-21 on Waupaca in the second set. They dropped the first set 25-20. This would be a huge set to get. This is a big swing set. If Waupaca is able to get this, they could go for the sweep next set. If the Hatchets get this, they make this a best of three. Be a big set to get for the Hatchets. Trip to serve for Waupaca from right to left out of the Tomahawk timeout, and they do. Lang. Mackenzie Scholl sets things up for Albert across the way. Gets it over in the kill for Claire Albert. 23-21 Tomahawk. The freshman coming through for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Katie Pierce coming in for Emerson Lang. They've got Kurth, Gabe Bauer, and Mackenzie Scholl in the back. Pierce, Megan Scholl, and Albert in the front. Hatchets 2 points away from taking set two. Mackenzie Scholl gets it over, and that is in. What a serve and an ace for Mackenzie Scholl. 24-21, timeout Waupaca, and the Hatchets are 1 point from taking set two. Man, oh man, what a match here tonight. 24-21, Tomahawk. Tomahawk, the 5 seed, Waupaca, the 4 seed. Set one was close, too. It was a match of runs, and it just so happened that Waupaca went on a 5-0 run to end that set. Tomahawk has had the lead for the most part in the second half of this second set. They also went out to a 5-0 lead to start the set. Tomahawk 1 point away. Mackenzie Scholl to serve left to right out of the Waupaca timeout. Kurth and Gabe Bauer in the back. Katie Pierce, Megan Scholl, Claire Albert in the front. Mackenzie Scholl, couple of bounces. And the serve is over. Peterson. Trip. Deegan puts it over. Free ball for Tomahawk. Kurth. Mackenzie Scholl. Megan Scholl tips it against the net. And now the Comets get a point and get to serve here, 24-22. Brooke Peterson comes out for Waupaca. So a couple of substitutions here. Waupaca bringing in number 13, Autumn Wennisberg, for the first time. She's going to serve. The senior outside hitter. She'll serve from right to left, 24-22 Hatchets. Serve is over. Kurth. Mackenzie Scholl, Megan Scholl tips it over, a double hit on Waupaca, and the Hatchets get set two, and we are tied at Waupaca High School at 1-1. Megan Scholl wound up like she was going to hit it hard, hit it soft over, and Waupaca hit it just a couple of times more than they should have, and Tomahawk gets the second set victory, 25-22. We're tied. We head to a big set three when we return. You're listening to Hatchets Playoff Volleyball on WJJQ.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort available at Hilgi's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilgi's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilgi's for your healthy heating comfort. Call 453-3505 or visit hilgi's.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes and their coaches this season. For nearly 30 years, Kevin has been serving our area. His mission is to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office location at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency.
Tomahawk wins a big set two to even this match at one here tonight between the four-seeded Wapaka Comets and the five-seeded Tomahawk Hatchets. In that second set, Megan Scholes led the Hatchets with five kills. Alyssa Zahner had three kills, two kills for Mackenzie Scholes and a kill for Claire Albert. Emerson Lang had an ace, two aces for Megan Scholes and two aces for Mackenzie Scholes. And so on the night, Megan Scholes has now 12 kills to lead the Hatchets. She had 10 against New London, so she's already got more than that in just two sets tonight. We are tied at one apiece. So this all of a sudden becomes a best of three here tonight, because obviously it's a best of five to start. But now that both teams have won a set, we have a best of three upcoming. And the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Wapaka Comets going to battle in set three momentarily. Claire Albert, Emerson Lang, and Gabe Bauer in the back. Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes, and Zahner in the front for the Hatchets. Wapaka to serve to start this third set. It'll be Wapaka's Ava Deegan in to serve. And swing of the right arm, we're underway just over the net. Lang with the nice dig. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Megan Scholes, tips it over. Carlson. Deegan sets it up for Carlson, puts it over, blocked by Megan Scholes, and that's a carry on Wapaka. It's 1-0 Tomahawk. Good start to set three for the Hatchets. That set two victory giving a lot of energy to that Tomahawk bench. Good to see Zahner back in as well here after getting some tape to her hand. She serves it over. Peterson dives with the dig. Deegan sets it up for Grawl, gets it over. All right, Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Gabe Bauer. Behind her for Albert. Albert winds up, puts it over. All right, Wapaka serves it. Gets it back over and a kill for Olivia Grawl. We're tied at one. 1-1, Tomahawk and Wapaka. Set three action. And Alyssa Zahner is going to come out right away. Coming in is Kurth. And Alyssa Zahner getting checked down by the trainers over there. All right, Kurth. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Megan. Blocked. Mackenzie Scholes gets it back. Lang. All right. Claire Albert on the far side. Tips it. Megan Scholes. Kurth. And now Albert again. Blocked again. Megan Scholes keeps it in the air. Hits it back to Wapaka. Deegan sets things up for her sister Deegan. And it puts it back over Megan Scholes. Somehow this is continuing to be a volley. Megan Scholes has somehow blocked it three times. She gets it over again. All right, Wapaka Carlson setting things up for Grawl. Blocked again by Megan Scholes. She's got like three blocks on the possession. Oh, man, or on this volley, I should say. And now the hit over by Carlson, and the Comets get the point 2-1. Yeah, Alyssa Zahner being checked out by a couple of trainers over there, it looks like, but just making sure the hand is all right, and I think it is. So all good for Zahner. All right, Tripp with a serve. Kurth, Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Albert. Puts it over. Tripp. Deegan. Grawl. Kurth. Mackenzie Scholes. Megan Scholes. Kill. We're tied at two. Megan Scholes now with 13 kills on the night. Lang to check out. Pierce to come in for the Hatchets. They have a little different rotation tonight. Pierce has been in more. Kurth has been in more. You've seen, just utilizing the different strengths of their team to try to beat this Comets team on the road. Mackenzie Scholes swinging the right arm. Deegan. Sets it up for his sister, Deegan. Now back over, it's the Deegan sisters, and Katie Pierce with the block. It's 3-2 Hatchets. Olivia Deegan and Ava Deegan going back and forth there, but Tomahawk gets the last word. 3-2 Hatchets. Set three, tied at one in sets tonight, 1-1. All right, Mackenzie Scholes serves it out, and it's 3-3. A rare service error there for Mackenzie Scholes. All right, coming in for Wapaka is Josie Peterson. She'll serve. Checking out is Olivia Grawl. Kurth, Gabe Bauer, Albert in the back. Pierce, Mackenzie Scholes, Megan Scholes in the front for the Hatchets. All right, they get it over. Gabe Bauer. She gets it into the net. 4-3 Comets. As the ball caroms past the Wapaka bench. All right, Peterson to serve again. Josie Peterson, the sophomore for Wapaka, just over the net. Kurth. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up behind her for Megan, and it's blocked by Wapaka. They regain possession here. Carlson winds up and tries to go for the kill. Gabe Bauer with a beautiful dig. Sets it up for Megan, and she gets the kill. 4-4. Both teams have basically traded points so far in set three. We're tied at four. Gabe Bauer checks out. Jankiewicz checks in. You've got Megan Scholes going to serve. Mackenzie Scholes And Amalia Kurth in the back, Pierce, Macy Jankowicz, and Albert in the front. As some of the Hatchet faithful takes off the jackets and settles in for this one. Megan Scholes with the swing of the right arm. Peterson to Tripp. Sets it up now across the way and gets it over, and Kurth hits it out, and it's 5-4 Comets. Brooklyn Johanneck with the hit there, and that goes down as a kill. 5-4 Waupaca, and Carlson will serve right to left for the Comets. Swing of the right arm. That's out. Tomahawk hits the point, 5-5. Tomahawk regains the serve, and that's big because, as I mentioned earlier, Waupaca has a lot of success serving tonight, and when they've had service errors, it's swung towards Tomahawk's advantage. All right, Megan Scholes comes out, and Zahner comes in. Kurth comes out as well. All right, Carlson sets it up for Deegan, puts it over Pierce. Now Claire Albert calls it and digs it out, Mackenzie Scholes. All right, here we go. Carlson sets things up behind her for Deegan, and Albert tries to go for the dig, but a hit off of her and out. 6-5 Comets. Waupaca the 4 seed, Tomahawk the 5 seed in this regional semifinal WI tournament game. Tournament match, I should say, here on Hatchet's Volleyball here on WJJQ. Hunter Baumgart with you from Waupaca High School. All right, swing of the right arm by Deegan, and Tomahawk gets it right back over, and Deegan tried to go for the kill, and it hits into the net. 6-6, Tomahawk gets the point. This has really gone back and forth so far in this third set as Lang comes in, Pierce comes out. These are two evenly matched teams, no doubt about that. Waupaca 26-5, Tomahawk 22-9 on the season. Serve is over by Lang. Carlson sets up Bogard. That's blocked back over by Jankowicz. All right, far side, blocked over and out. So Brooklyn Johanneck with the hit there, and she checks out after getting the point for the Comets. 7-6, Waupaca. Peterson to serve now. Back left corner for Waupaca. She's their libero in the red jersey. Rest of Waupaca in blue jerseys and white numbers. Peterson with the serve over. Claire Albert. Mackenzie Scholes. Zahner. Out. Waited for the sign from the referee, and they say it's out. And it's 8-6 Comets. Zahner, Mackenzie Scholes, Jankowicz in the front. Gebauer, Albert, and Lang in the back. Peterson to serve right to left for Waupaca. 8-6 Comets. Gebauer. Zahner hits it over. Peterson. Waupaca, Carlson. Behind her for Deegan. And that is in. And it's a point for Waupaca. It's 9-6 Comets. Taking a 3-point advantage here in game set. 3. Peterson, couple of bounces. She's done really well serving tonight. Albert, Mackenzie Scholes gets it right by the net and goes actually through the side of the net. So that is a point for the Comets. Timeout Hatchets. 10-6 Comets. Set 3 here at Waupaca High School. We're tied at 1 sets-wise. It's Hatchets Volleyball on WJJQ.
Tomahawk Builder Supply, located at 120 North Railway Street, has been proudly serving the Tomahawk area for over 40 years. Tomahawk Builder Supply offers expert service and selection of materials and competitive prices right here locally without having to drive out of town. Whether you're a building contractor or a household handyman, you'll find what you need. Available Monday through Saturday at Tomahawk Builder Supply, 120 North Railway Street, Tomahawk. Phone 453-2757, and good luck, Hatchets, from Evan and his staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply.
Tomahawk down 10-6 in set 3 of this best-of-5 match here tonight. Both teams have taken a set so far. Big set 3 here tonight at Waupaca High School. Peterson serves it over. Lang gets it. Mackenzie Scholes diving dig. Lang tries to get it back over. It's short. 11-6 Comets coming out of this timeout by Tomahawk. Waupaca gets the point. Peterson on a roll here. It was 6-6. A 5-0 run now for Waupaca. I believe all 5 points have come when Peterson has served. All right. Serve is over. Albert with the dig. Mackenzie Scholes sets up Zahner. Zahner over. Carlson sets it up for Deegan. Puts it back. Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Zahner. Zahner. And it's gotten by Peterson of Wapaka, and she hits it out. And it's a point for the Hatchets, 11-7. As they try to climb back into it here in set three. Serving now is Gebauer, Lang and Albert in the back. Megan Scholes back in for the Tomahawk Hatchets. That's big. She's with Mackenzie Scholes and Zahner in the front. Jankiewicz checks out. Serve is over. Dug out, Carlson. Sets it up now for Grawl. Hits it over and off of Albert and out. 12-7. Comets. All right. Comets to serve. It'll be serving for Wapaka, Ava Deegan. All right. And the swing of the right arm and the serve is into the net. And it's 12-8. Hatchets get the point and get the serve back. Alyssa Zahner to serve. Lang and Gebauer in the back. Albert, Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes in the front for Tomahawk in the yellow jerseys and the blue shorts. Zahner with the serve over. Peterson digs it out. All right, Deegan sets it up for Grawl. That's a double hit on Wapaka. It is 12-9. Tomahawk, couple of points in a row here. You're listening to Hatchets Volleyball on WJJQ at Tomahawk. Hunter Baumgard with you from Wapaka High School. Zahner with the swing of the right arm. All right, and it's hit and saved by Deegan, and Bogard gets it over. And Lang hits it out. So it's 13-9 Wapaka. Big save there by Deegan over by the crowd. Kurth comes in for Zahner. 13-9 Comets, and they'll serve. Both teams have won a set. Big set three here at Wapaka High School. Tripp is going to serve for Wapaka from the right corner. And the swing of the right arm. And Mackenzie Scholes, Megan Scholes hits it out. It's 14-9 to Comets. Kurth, Gebauer, Lang in the back. Mackenzie Scholes, Megan Scholes, Albert in the front still for Tomahawk. Tripp is going to serve right to left again for Wapaka. And Kurth. Mackenzie Scholes, Megan Scholes, and they're going to say double hit on Tomahawk. 15-9. Comets have opened up a 6-point advantage in set three. All right. Tripp will serve again for Wapaka. As I mentioned, they have served quite well tonight and not just getting aces necessarily as she hits it out. I tell you, every time I comment on serving, they make a mistake. And that one, there you go. So Tripp with the serve out. I didn't intentionally do that. I'm just saying Wapaka's really done well serving tonight. Not only they don't just get aces, but they also just, you know, put Tomahawk in positions on their serves where they're not set up to do what they want to do and get the players they want to try to go for a kill and get the attack. All right, here we go. Serve is over by Mackenzie Scholes, and now they hit it back over, and Tomahawk couldn't get it back over on the subsequent volley. 16-10 Comets. Coming in for Wapaka is Peterson and Yoenecht. And Peterson will serve for Wapaka. 16-10. Wapaka, a 6-point advantage in set three. Both teams have gotten a set so far tonight. Serve is just over the net. Kurth gets it back over. And Deegan for Wapaka sets things up for Yoenecht. It's blocked by Megan Scholes. Couple of hits for Wapaka. And now finding a hole is Deegan. And no Hatchets were there. It's 17-10 Comets. And Alyssa Zahner is going to come in for Amalia Kurth. So the Comets with a 7-point advantage now in set three. Zahner, Albert, Gebauer in the back, Pierce, Scholes, and Scholes in the front. Peterson with the serve, Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Megan Scholes, tips it over and gets the kill. 17-11. Megan Scholes leads the Tomahawk Hatchets in kills tonight. Macy Jankiewicz comes in. Gebauer checks out. So you've got Zahner, Mackenzie Scholes, Megan Scholes in the back, Albert, Pierce, and Jankiewicz in the front for Tomahawk. Yoenecht, Deegan, and Carlson in the front for Wapaka. Serve is over, and that's an ace for Megan Scholes. Hits off of Tripp and out. 17-12. See if Megan Scholes can go on a little bit of a run here. Couple of bounces of the volleyball, and the serve of the swing of the right arm and the serve. Dug out and into the net. Couple of hits for Wapaka. They're able to securely get it over. Now it's back to Wapaka. Deegan sets it up for her sister. Deegan on the other side into the net. 17-13. Tomahawk cutting into that 7-point lead that the Comets had. It's now down to four in a really big set three. Megan Scholes, couple of bounces of the volleyball. And the swing of the right arm. And that is in for an ace. 17-14. Peterson thought that might be out. She let it go. It was in. 17-14. Comets. Hatchets on a 4-0 run, climbing back into this one. Speaking of climbing, we've got people trying to climb the little railing I have in front of me. Needing some non-volleyball entertainment. Megan Scholes gets it over. That's in. Wow, what a serve. She gets it in on the right side on the last serve. Now gets it in on the far side. This serve. And the Hatchets on a 5-0 run. Timeout. Wapaka 17-15 Comets. You're listening to Hatchets Volleyball on WJJQ.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, would like to welcome our listening audience to our radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student-athletes, and they're proud of the young people, their dedicated coaches, and great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713. Proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and on our podcasts.
Tomahawk Hatchets on a 5-0 run in this set three, down 17-15. This has been just back and forth throughout the night. These two teams, oh, man, it is quite a volleyball match here tonight, so don't go anywhere. Comets with a 17-15 advantage. Megan Scholes to serve. Hatchets on a 5-0 run. All right, Megan Scholes, swing of the right arm, and it's another ace for Megan. That's the fourth, I believe, of this run here for Tomahawk, a 6-0 run at 17-16. You've got Zahner and Mackenzie Scholes in the back, Pierce, Jankiewicz, and Albert in the front. Megan to serve again. And the jump and the swing of the right arm. And trip to Wapaka, a couple of hits, trying to get it over. Peterson does. Zahner to Mackenzie Scholes, sets things up for Pierce. Swing, and Peterson with a beautiful dig for Wapaka. What a dig there. Deacon gets it over. Free ball for the Hatchets. Megan Scholes. Mackenzie Scholes sets things up for Claire Albert. Puts it over, and Wapaka hit the net. Hatchets point. We are tied at Wapaka High School. Wow, it's 17-17. The Hatchets are on a 7-0 run to tie it. And this gym has gotten silent. Megan Scholes to serve. Swing of the right arm. That's out. 18-17 Comets. They stopped the 7-0 run, but what a run that was. Megan Scholes has to check out, so Tomahawk probably going to have to get a bulk of the rest of this set without Megan. All right, Carlson with the serve. Gebauer, Mackenzie Scholes gets it back over. Deegan, Carlson, Deegan again. Blocked by Pierce, but it goes into the Tomahawk territory. 19-17 Comets. Comets get the point. Albert, Zahner, Gebauer in the back. Pierce, Jankiewicz, Scholes in the front. That's Mackenzie Scholes there. All right, Carlson to serve again. Zahner, Jankiewicz, Albert into the net. And the Comets on a quick 3-0 run, 20-17, and Tomahawk is going to take a timeout to talk things over. Comets with a 20-17 advantage in set three. What a match. You're listening to Hatchets Volleyball on WJJQ.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister Barry Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
Tomahawk was on a 7-0 run before the Comets have went on a 3-0 run of their own to make it 20-17 Wapaka in this big set three. Both teams have won a set so far tonight in this regional semifinal match in the WI tournament. That serve is an ace for Carlson off of Gebauer. It's 21-17 Wapaka. Carlson to serve again. Comets with a 4-point advantage in set three. Serve, swing of the right arm, Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholl sets things up for Zehner, who tips it over, and a beautiful save, and that is going to be in on Wapaka. What a play by Deegan to put it just inside the line. Tomahawk thought it might be out. They let it go. It's in, 22-17 Wapaka. All right, swing of the right arm by Carlson on the serve. Albert is going to hit it off the basketball hoop, and that is going to be out. Wapaka's point, 23-17 Wapaka. They're on a 6-0 run. They need two more points to take set three. All right, swing of the right arm for Carlson. Zehner, Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Zehner. Puts it in for the kill, 23-18. All right, now the Hatches get the serve back. See if they can do something with it here. Claire Albert's going to serve. It's 23-18 Comets. Set three of this best of five match here tonight. Both teams have won a set so far. Tomahawk the 5 seed, Wapaka the 4 seed in this WIA second round regional semifinal matchup. Albert, swing of the right arm. Trip to Deegan. Kill. Comets are 1 point away from taking the set. It's 24-18. And Tripp will come out. Bogard comes in for Wapaka. And the Tomahawk Hatchets going to receive this serve from Olivia Deegan. It is set point here for Wapaka. Swing of the right arm. Gebauer. Albert. Zehner puts it over. Peterson. Carlson behind her for Deegan. Gebauer. Pierce. For Zehner, puts it over. Carlson, Deegan, over and out. Over and out. 24-19, Comets with a 5-point advantage. Hatchet's going to need to do some serious comeback work. They have to do a 5-0 run here. A 6-0 run to take it, but a 5-0 run to force at least one more point to the Comets. All right, Lang sends it over. That's an ace. 24-20. Deegan was like, I'm going to hit it with both hands. Nope, I'm going to hit it with one hand. Nope, I'm not going to hit it. 24-20, Comets. Lang to serve again. Scholes, Zehner, Jankiewicz in the front, Albert, Gebauer in the back, and that serve is out. And the Wapaka Comets have won set three, 25-20. They won set one, 25-20. Then Tomahawk won set two, 25-22. And Wapaka wins set three, 25-20. Wapaka leads 2-1 in this best-of-five match here tonight in the regional semifinal. We'll be back with the totals and summaries from set three after this. You're listening to Hatchet's Volleyball on WJJQ.
You can save big and stock up during the Triggs Smokehouse Truckload Sale, going on now through Tuesday, October 26th at your favorite Triggs location. Clear out your fridge and freezer. Now is the time to stock up on your Triggs Smokehouse favorites. You can save on award-winning brats, brat patties, smoked sausages, bacon, boneless pit or tavern hams, and so much more. Triggs Smokehouse Truckload Sale is going on now through Tuesday, October 26th. Find great Triggs Smokehouse savings in the weekly in-store flyer or find all the details online at Triggs.com.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
Tomahawk Hatchets lose set three, so now they are now down 2-1 to Wapaka and need to win the next two sets to keep their season alive and advance to the regional final on Saturday night against Mosinier Medford. So it's all about winning these next two sets for Tomahawk. Each coach coming in there and talking to the Hatchet girls and giving their strategy for this fourth set. Let's give you some of the stats for that third set in which Wapaka won 25-20. Megan Scholes had 4 kills, a block, and 4 aces. Melissa Zehner had a kill. Claire Albert a kill. Emerson Lang an ace. And Katie Pierce a block in that third set. All right, fourth set upcoming. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Playoff Volleyball. And the Hatchets down 2-1 here tonight. And we'll see what they can do. They've faced adversity tonight. They've come back. Let's see if they can do it again here tonight. They swept New London on Tuesday to advance to this second-round matchup. Waupaca won 3-1 against Clintonville right here at Waupaca High School on Tuesday night. And that's what got these two teams to where they are tonight. Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes, and Zahner in the front. Gabe Bauer, Albert, and Lang in the back. Again, Hatchets need to win this set to keep their season alive and force a set five, and that would be a winner-take-all set five, and boy, would that be fun, wouldn't it? All right, here we go. Gabe Bauer to serve from left to right. Peterson digs it out for Waupaca. They set it up for Deegan, and it's blocked, but it's not blocked hard enough, unfortunately, by Megan Scholes. It goes into the net, and it's 1-0 Comets. All right, here we go. Deegan to serve from right to left. And the swing of the right arm. And Gabe Bauer gets the dig. And Deegan sets things up now for Grawl. She goes for the kill. Great dig by Albert. All right, Deegan sets things up behind her for Carlson. And that is a couple of hits by Megan, but she's able to get it over. And here we go. Waupaca, Bogard, kill. Comets up 2-0. Comets with a lot of their fans behind them right now. Hatchets need some momentum here to get that momentum back. All right, Deegan to serve again for Waupaca, up 2-0 in set four. And the swing of the right arm. All right, Mackenzie Scholes sets up Megan, and she hits it into the net. It's 3-0 Comets. Comets starting off well in set four. If they win set four, they move on to the regional final on Saturday night. All right, Deegan to serve again. This is Ava Deegan. Olivia Deegan, her sister, also out there. All right, Mackenzie Scholes sets up Zahner. They're going to say double hit on Tomahawk. It's 4-0 Comets to start set four. And if you're Coach Lauren Pfeiffer, you don't want to take a timeout too early, but also you know your season depends on this set. I mean, it does. So, all right. And the serve is over, and that is hit out by Lang. It's 5-0 Comets. Remember, the Hatchets went up 5-0 in the last set, but the Comets came back to win. So, or in the two sets ago, I should say. That was actually the set they won. So I take that back. Deegan to serve from right to left. Comets up 5-0. That's into the net. All right, Hatchets get on the board. It's 5-1. See if the Hatchets can go on a little bit of a run here while they're serving. 5-1, Zahner to serve. Lang and Gabe Bauer in the back. Claire Albert along with the Scholes sisters in the front. And a couple of hits now, they get it over. And the Hatchets with a free ball. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Megan. Megan goes for the kill. It's tipped. And Deegan Carlson sets it up for Bogard across the way, and she gets the kill. It's 6-1 Comets. All right, Waupaca's student section very much into this one. As I mentioned earlier, they got like a business casual theme going on tonight. Business casual meaning a lot of them are in a dress shirt and some of them have ties on. Tripp gets it over. Zahner with the dig. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Megan. Tip over. Tripp. Sets it up, Deegan. Sets it up for sister. And blocked by Megan Scholes. That is out, and Waupaca gets the point. It is 7-1, Comets. Waupaca coming in 26-5. They have won 8 of their last 9. Tomahawk coming in hot 2, though. 12 of their last 13. Tripp with the serve. Zahner under the net. 8-1, Comets, and Tomahawk has to call a timeout. Hatchets down 8-1 in set 4. A set that their season depends on. A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIA licensed official, go online at WIAWI.org to apply and become a WIA licensed official. A message from WJJQ and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. All right, Tomahawk down 8-1. Looking to get back into this one. Waupaca leads 2-1, so they can win the match, winning this set. Tomahawk trying to force a decisive set 5 and win here in this set 4. However, they're going to have to come back to do it, down 8-1. Hatchets send Megan Scholes, Mackenzie Scholes, and Albert to the front row. Lang, Gabe Bauer, and Zahner in the back. That's how the Hatchets are going to line up here. to start. Tripp to serve. Out. So Hatchets immediately get a point after getting their timeout. Lang to check out. Pierce to check in. 8-2. Mackenzie Scholes to serve for Tomahawk. All right, couple of bounces of the volleyball. Swing of the right arm. All right, Wapaka, Deegan, sets things up for Grawl. Tipped up, Pierce. Gebauer sets things up for Albert. Albert gets it over, and Wapaka, Carlson. Grawl, Zahner with a nice dig. Pierce gives it a chase, but it goes into the scorer's table. It's a point for the Comets, 9-2, Wapaka. All right, substitution here. Peterson coming in for Grawl for Wapaka. She'll serve. Tripp and Deegan in the back for Wapaka as well. Olivia Deegan in the front there for Wapaka, along with Carlson. Served by Peterson. Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up behind her for Megan. Megan gets the kill. 9-3. Points have been hard to come by for the Hatchets early going in this set four. Remember, though, Hatchets were up 10-3. In the first set, Wapaka came back and won. Hatchets are down 9-3. See if the Hatchets can give them a little taste of their own medicine. Megan Scholes, who had four aces while serving in set three, will serve now for Tomahawk with Mackenzie Scholes and Zahner in the back and Pierce and Albert and Jankiewicz in the front. The serve is over. Peterson. And it's hit over Zahner. Mackenzie Scholes sets up for Albert. Albert tips it, and it's a point for Wapaka. They say it's a carry on Albert. 10-3, Wapaka. Megan Scholes checks out. All right. Carlson to serve for Wapaka. Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes. Zahner. Peterson digs it out. Carlson. Deegan. And a dig out there by Zahner, but that's going to be out. It's 11-3, Comets. Wapaka with an 8-point advantage. Tomahawks volleyball season depends on this set. Carlson gets it over Albert. Zahner hits it over Peterson. Just over, and Jankiewicz hits it over. What a save by Peterson. Another save by Deegan. Man, oh, man, the digs by Peterson have been fantastic on Wapaka. Albert hits it into the net. 12-3, Wapaka. Looked like Jankiewicz had a kill there, but Peterson was able to dive and dig it out. And now a serve by Carlson again. Gets it over. And the Hatchets, here we go. Zahner gets it over the net. Peterson, another dig. What a play. Oh, man. All right. Scholes to Albert. Hits it into the net. It's 13-3, Comets. Hatchets, unfortunately, not playing too good of a set here in set four, but hoping they can turn it around in time to make a comeback in set four. All right. Here we go. Carlson sets and serves. Mackenzie Scholes to Jankiewicz. Gets it over and in. What a kill there of our Macy Jankiewicz. All right, let's see if the Hatchets can go on a run. 13-4, Wapaka. Serving now will be Claire Albert, Gebauer and Scholes. That's Mackenzie Scholes in the back. Pierce, Jankiewicz, and Zahner in the front for the Tomahawk Hatchets. In the yellow jerseys and the blue shorts in a regional semifinal matchup with Wapaka here on a Thursday night. Good to have you with us in the Big Q. The serve is over. Peterson gets it back over. Gebauer. Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Zahner. Zahner. Peterson with the dig. All right. Wapaka. Deegan sets it over. Mackenzie Scholes. A nice save. Katie Pierce gets it over. Now a tip back by Katie Pierce after his tip by Wapaka. But Wapaka has it now again. Deegan tips it over. Mackenzie Scholes. Gebauer sets things up for Zahner. Zahner far side gets it in on the kill. 13-5. Nice job by Alyssa Zahner. She led the Hatchets in kills against New London on Tuesday with 14. Claire Albert to serve from left to right. And the serve is into the net for Claire Albert. Just off the side of her arm there, the side of her hand. 14-5. All right, Wapaka to serve up 9. Tomahawk will do their 4-2 look again to get ready for the serve. Deegan will serve for Wapaka. Gebauer under the net, 15-5. Lauren Pfeiffer, the head coach of Tomahawk High School volleyball team, said on the Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show they had a really good serving team, did the Comets, and they have been, in my opinion, the best serving team we've seen all season long. Alyssa Zahner, Mackenzie Scholes, sets things up behind her for Pierce, and she hits it into the net. 16-5 Comets, unfortunately. Just not a lot of things going right in this set for Tomahawk as they try to force set 5. They're down 16-5 to Waupaca. With a win in this set, Waupaca will move on to the regional final on Saturday, and the season will end for Tomahawk. Zahner hits it out on the serve. 17-5, and Tomahawk going to take their second timeout to try to talk things over here. 17-5 Comets in set 4. Want to remind you to engage in the conversations about high school sports in your community and throughout Wisconsin. Take your tablet, smartphone, or cell phone and follow the WIAA on its Twitter accounts, at WIAAWI, for general information, at WIAAWI State for state tournament updates. You can also friend the WIAA on Facebook and find them on Instagram as well. Connect with the WIAA today. Our next Hatchet Sports broadcast will be coming up tomorrow night as the Hatchet football team will be playing at Wittenberg Burnham Wood. First football playoff game in Tomahawk since 2015. And we'll have it for you at 6:40 Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show. 7 o'clock for the kickoff at Wittenberg Burnham Wood tomorrow night. Scott Nye and myself will be there. And we will have the call on a chilly night tomorrow night there at Wittenberg Burnham Wood. Toasty here in the gym tonight at Waupaca High School. Comets up 17-5 in set 4. They're up 2-1, meaning they can win the match winning this set. Tomahawk has some work to do. Deegan with the serve over coming out of the Tomahawk timeout. Zahner goes for the kill, and it is a Tomahawk point. Waupaca hits it out, 17-6. Good for Tomahawk to get that point back and get the serve back. 17-6, Waupaca the score. Tomahawk going to try to go in around Emerson Lang with the serve here. She had an ace last set. Peterson digs it out. Carlson sets things up in front of her for Bogart. And now Scholes gets it back over. They set things up now for Deegan, who gets the kill. 18-6, Waupaca. Albert, Lang, and Gabe Bauer in the back. Mackenzie Scholes, Zahner, and Macy Jankowicz in the front for the Hatchets. Megan Scholes out, but standing behind the Tomahawk bench. Tense times, and that is a point for Tomahawk, a carry for Waupaca. 18-7. All right, see if Gabe Bauer can go on a little bit of a run here. Megan Scholes back in now for Tomahawk, which is a good thing. Macy Jankowicz checks out. She was very productive while being in there. 18-7. Comets with the lead. Gabe Bauer with the serve. Carlson sets things up for Grell, and she hits it to the net, but saved by Peterson. All right, and that's going to be a carry for Waupaca. It's 18-8. All right, Gabe Bauer to serve again. The Scholes sisters and Zahner in the front. Albert, Lang, and Gabe Bauer in the back for Tomahawk. 18-8 Comets. Serve is over. Peterson. Carlson sets things up for Bogard, who gets it in for a kill. 19-8 Comets. Tomahawk will need to go on a 17-6 run to end this set in order to force a set 5. Otherwise, their season will come to a close. All right. It'll be Deegan to serve for Waupaca. Just over the net, and that is going to be out on Lang. It's 20-8 Comets. They're 5 points away from heading to the regional final are the Waupaca Comets. They have led wire to wire so far in this set 4. They have outplayed the Hatchets in this set. Otherwise, it's been really close throughout the night. No set has been determined by more than 5 points coming into this set 4. Deegan gets it over. Albert to Gebauer. Sets it up for Zahner. She gets it over. Peterson to Deegan. Sets it up for Bogard. Beautiful dig by Albert, but that's going to be out. 21-8 Comets. They're 4 points away from heading to Mosini or Medford coming here on Saturday night. Deegan with the serve, and that's off of Lang. 22-8, 3 points away. And now Tomahawk going to check in Carly Scholes to check Lang out, getting a senior in there. All right, while Packett a serve. Deegan, 22-8 Comets. Deegan gets it over. Carly Scholes Gebauer to Zahner. She gets it over. Peterson. Deegan sets things up now for Bogard. She gets it over just over the net. Megan Scholes gets the kill. 22-9. So you've got Carly Scholes, Gebauer, and Zahner in the back. You've got Megan Scholes along with Mackenzie Scholes and Albert in the front. Half of your Tomahawk lineup right now are Scholes. And as I mentioned, Tomahawk getting Carly Scholes in to get the seniors some experience here in the postseason. All right, Wapaka sets things up now for Carlson, and that is out. Tomahawk point, 22-10. As they try to make some sort of a comeback in set four. They need to win this set to continue their season. Alyssa Zahner and the Hatchets going to continue to fight till the end. Zahner with the serve, and it's over. Peterson, Deegan. Now her sister Deegan hits it over. Gebauer, Mackenzie Scholes sets it up for Megan. A tip over, and a nice dig by Carlson. And the Wapaka Comets get it over. It's Carly Scholes to Mackenzie Scholes to Megan Scholes. Kill. Scholes to Scholes to Scholes. 22-11. Hatchets are down by 11. They were down by 14 as they continue to try to make a comeback in set four. Zahner to serve again for the Hatchets. Need to continue that serving streak here for Tomahawk. Zahner, the swing of the right arm. All right. That is hit. A beautiful dig by Deegan Peterson now. Deegan sets it up for Bogard, and she hits it out. Tomahawk point, 22-12. Tomahawk on a 4-0 run. Just putting a little bit of fear and anxiousness into the Wapaka faithful here at Wapaka High School. 22-12. Hatchett's not going down without a fight. No doubt about that. Zahner into the net. 23-12, Comets. All right, here we go. Wapaka 2 points away from moving on. Trip to serve for Wapaka just coming into the match. Gebauer, Mackenzie Scholes, Megan Scholes, kill. Tomahawk gets the serve back, 23-13. All right, Mackenzie Scholes to serve. A run is needed. Katie Pierce going to come in for Carly Scholes here for Tomahawk. Pierce, Megan Scholes, Albert in the front. You've got Gebauer, Zahner, and Mackenzie Scholes in the back. 23-13. Mackenzie Scholes with the serve. It's just over the net. And a kill. 23-14. It ain't over till it's over. Hatchett's down 9. Couple of bounces for Mackenzie Scholes. And the serve. And hit by Deegan. And that is going to be an ace. It hit off of Tripp. 23-15. Hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seat belts. Don't take your hands off the wheel, though, if you're listening while driving. We want you to be safe here at the Big Q. Mackenzie Scholes gets it over. Peterson. Deegan sets things up now for his sister Deegan, and that is blocked by Megan Scholes. That is a double hit or a carry on Wapaka. It's 23-16. Tomahawk was down 22-8. They're on an 8-1 run. Mackenzie Scholes to continue to serve. 23-16 Wapaka. Mackenzie Scholes gets it over. Deegan to Tripp. And now sets things up for Wapaka, who gets it over. Mackenzie Scholes. Now Megan Scholes gets it over. Peterson. All right, Wapaka. Deegan gets it over. Mackenzie Scholes. It's Zahner. All the way to Albert, who gets it over. And that actually hit the top of the net and out. And that is a Wapaka point. 24-16. And now it is officially match point for Wapaka. 24-16. Hatchett's down 8. They need a point to keep their season alive. Served by Peterson. Zahner. That's a hit by Gebauer, and it's out, and it's over. Wapaka wins set 4. 25-16, and is moving on to the regional final on Saturday night, and the season comes to an end for the Tomahawk Hatchets volleyball team here tonight in the regional semifinal. Final in set 4, 25-16. The Comets beat the Hatchets. We'll be back with the totals and summaries after this. You're listening to Hatchets Playoff Volleyball on the Big Q.
Dr. Emily from Bowman Chiropractic of Tomahawk
is proud to join the Hatchet Sports broadcast family. Dr. Emily is a proud alum of Tomahawk High School and happy to be back in Tomahawk and excited to welcome new patients of all ages to her practice. Call 453-2515 to schedule your appointment or for more information. Also online at bowmancairo.wi.com. Dr. Emily from Bowman Chiropractic of Tomahawk. Happy to be a part of the Tomahawk community and wish the Hatchets good luck.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchets sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchets student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
The Park City Credit Union team would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. The team at Park City Credit Union is here to help you with all your banking needs, from savings and checking accounts to loans for your home or vehicle. The Park City Credit Union salute our Hatchet teams and coaches. Park City Credit Unions in Tomahawk, Merrill, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairman Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
The Tomahawk Hatchet volleyball season has come to a close here tonight in Waupaca as they lose the final set by a score of 25-16 and lose 3-1 here tonight to Waupaca. Waupaca moves on to face either Mosinee or Medford on Saturday night in the regional final. And Tomahawk season comes to a close at 22-10. They beat New London on Tuesday but lose tonight, so they go 1-1 in the WIAA tournament. Let's give you the stats from tonight's match. For Tomahawk, Megan Scholes led the team with 20 kills. She had a fantastic match here tonight. 20 kills, 8 aces as well. Those 8 aces were huge. They went on a 7-0 run in that third set as well, and she was a big part of that with those 8 aces. Also a block for Macy Jankowicz, 3 kills for Claire Albert, 8 kills for Alyssa Zahner. So kills were 20 for Megan, 8 for Alyssa Zahner, 3 for Claire Albert. And otherwise, you had a block from Macy Jankowicz. You had an ace from Samantha Gebauer and 2 aces, a kill and a block from Emerson Lang tonight. Those are your statistics here tonight. Also, Alyssa Zahner had an ace and a block as well. So those are your statistics for tonight's match. Again, Waupaca won the first set 25-20. Tomahawk won the second set 25-22. So it was tied at 1 heading to the third set. Waupaca took the third set 25-20. Waupaca took the fourth set 25-16, a really close match through the first 3 sets, and then Waupaca really just came out, played better in that fourth set. Tomahawk with some service errors, some, you know, errors they don't usually make, unfortunately, and Waupaca moves on to the regional final on Saturday. Thanks so much for following along on this Hatchet volleyball season. It's been a blast to bring you Hatchet volleyball. My first time bringing you Hatchet volleyball this season. It's been a blast. And again, Hatchet volleyball had a great season, 22-10, and they end up winning 12 of their last 14 matches. So they were absolutely fantastic down the stretch, and they fall tonight 3-1 to Waupaca in the regional semifinal. Thanks to Michael McGovern back at the studio. Our next Hatchet Sports broadcast is going to be coming up tomorrow night. Playoffs continue. Hatchet's football here on the Big Q. Hatchet football playoff game at Wittenberg, Burnham Wood, 640 Fairmont Orthodontics. Pre-game show, 7 o'clock kickoff. Scott and I and myself will have the broadcast. Again, thanks to Michael back at the studio. Thanks to our unofficial statistician, Tim Albert, here tonight. And everyone at the Big Q for a great volleyball season. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Wittenberg, Burnham Wood. Once again, our final. Waupaca 3-1 over Tomahawk in Hatchet playoff volleyball. You've been listening to Hatchet's Volleyball on WJJQ. Love you, Papa. Good night.
You have been listening to exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hatchet Sports is a presentation of Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builders Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Tomahawk Community Bank, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuni Trucking and Excavating. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ.